Good morning. 6:26 a.m. Sunday, July the 18th, 2021. And for the second time, I have a guest on the podcast this morning. You just have to speak up a little, make sure you get picked up by the microphone. Hi, Leith.
Morning, Nathan. Hi, everybody.
Yeah, it's kind of a nice morning here. We get going early because Leith has to get on the road. He's on a road trip traveling through. Stopped off to... Actually, the only reason he stopped off was to get me to sign the book. And I'm not too sure he's really happy about making the walk. But I told him it was a condition that he stop and do it. So he's seen me take the picture. Maybe we can get him to slap the monk pole on the way by. Who knows? So we don't really have anything prepared to talk about, because why would we? How much do you want to share about your road trip?
Well, we're doing a big loop from home back in Iowa through here over to California, then down through Phoenix so that we can visit the university that my oldest is going to be going to, since obviously in the past year going for a campus trip just wasn't going to happen. We're pausing for several days in several places, but it's a lot of driving for five people crammed in a minivan.
I bet. And you left them stranded in the hotel.
Yeah. That being said, most of them were still asleep. So.
Yeah, it's how that worked, pretty much. Everybody in my house is still asleep, too. So. I expect they will still be asleep when I get back.
With any luck, they'll have the stuff we pulled into the hotel room packed up so that it'll be
ready to
grab and toss in the car.
Grab and go. That would be nice.
So, yeah, basically just attempting the 2021 Great American Road Trip.
There you go. I keep thinking I'd like to take a road trip, but the idea of taking it with my family is...
Yeah. Yesterday's drive wasn't too bad. The last hour, they started to get a little edgy with each other.
Yeah.
And since today's drive is... at least 2 hours of mileage longer. Yeah, it's gonna be interesting.
Be a long day. Where are you going from here?
Here to Vegas.
Ah. Yeah, that's gonna be a long trip.
Yeah. Hopefully the fact that the terrain will be a bit more interesting will help break up the drive too, since the bulk of yesterday was Nebraska. Which, driving across Nebraska is like driving across Iowa, but worse.
I drove across Nebraska when we moved out here. We moved here from Buffalo. And I took, what is it, Route 80. Pretty sure. Through Nebraska. And all I could think of was that one line that Gene Hackman has in Unforgiven. I thought I was dead once myself. I was just in Nebraska. Which is a terrible thing to say about Nebraska, but... visually, on the road from highway... well, it's never really a great view, but... it does seem like a long trip.
Yeah. We knew we were in Colorado as soon as there were hills.
Yeah, and they're not big hills out that way either.
No, but compared to the
what
we'd seen for the last 5 hours.
I suppose, compared to Nebraska. The trees started to change right there. This is, what, July? They've already started changing.
Well, nature doesn't know what to do with much of anything anymore.
Yeah, true that. nice morning though.
My girls had never really seen anything quite like the more rolling hills and fields area that we were passing through before we turned off towards Greeley.
Oh, coming in through, what, 76?
Yeah, 76. Just because we've never been out quite this way. Although the portions of South Dakota that are similar. And one of them was like, as we were driving along, it was like, is that a fire hydrant? It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Gonna have to have something in case a fire starts.
I suppose it is a little shocking to see a fire hydrant out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, because it was a bit more industrial looking one. Other than the general shape and the color, it wasn't, yeah, it wasn't your typical fire plug like we're walking by right now.
Yeah, grass fires are nasty evil. Business. Nasty business.
Yeah.
No, I'm not picking up any smoke. We don't have any smoke this morning, which is a change. I don't know if it means they've got the fires up in the mountains. From here to the nearest peak, 14er, is about 60 miles. So when there's fire in the mountain, it just comes down the slope and into my backyard. We're coming up on the season. I'm not looking forward to what this fire season's going to do.
After the last several, I don't know how it's been up here, but Iowa is really dry this year.
Yep.
We had a couple storms roll through about a week ago, and while it wasn't fun, pretty much everyone was agreeing that we needed the water.
Needed the water. Yeah, we don't turn down water here. We only get 11 inches of precipitation a year. So we're like an inch or two more than desert, but only barely. I don't know what the snowpack is doing. I usually keep an eye on it, but the news on the snowpack hasn't been good for quite a while. There's always water lawsuits going on.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
So this is down in the neighborhood. You can see this is, it's pretty protected down here. So even in the winter, winds could be blowing, but they're not blowing down here.
Yeah, it's a very nice area.
This is all less than 20 years old. Oh, I don't know. Some of these have been around a little bit longer. So what do you want to ask me? What do you want to talk to me about? You get to interview me.
Trying to remember what you said you're working on right now.
You
recently finished The File That Never Ends.
I recently
finished. Thank you so much for describing it that way, because I kept getting a modification of the old, I'm blanking on her name, but she had the...
Sherry Lewis?
Thank you, yes. Song in my head.
And it was in my head all the time. Every day I would sit down and think, this is a song that never ends.
Yes, and now all your listeners are going to be hating the two of us for bringing that back to mind.
I know, yeah, yeah. You're welcome. Yeah, I got that done. I haven't opened it to look at it. I'm pretty sure we go down here. I'm pretty sure it's at least... I'm not going to say that. I'm pretty sure it's 3 books. I don't believe it's 4.
Based on the way your stuff tends to break out, I wouldn't be surprised, but... Just most of your stories do seem to end up falling into...
Into trilogies.
Into trilogies. And don't feel compressed or stretched in the process. And, of course, like pretty much everyone else, I am awaiting whenever you get around to working on Cat.
Well, Cat's in my word processor.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Okay, say it with me.
Monk post.
There we go. I very rarely meet anybody in, actually at the monk post. Today I did. That's the guy who had the little dog that was poisoned. One of the regular NPCs. Dave started calling them NPCs.
Yeah. Now that solidly fits with Dave's love of gaming.
It does. It does. But no, I got the cat. I'm about 7K into the cat. I haven't done a lot with it in the last while. Unspecified period of time, too long.
Yeah. I definitely enjoyed Butler. When I opened it, as it were, I listened to the Audible. I didn't know really what to expect since New Universe, and I wasn't on the beta list for this one. But it was, as usual, you wrote a really good, intriguing story.
It was so much fun. I really needed something fun after Cape Grace. Cape Grace was such a difficult one to write. And it took everything over 2019 to get it. I think I finished the first draft I was happy with. Let's put it that way. In October?
Sounds about right from what you said.
And I wrote Dark Knight Station right after. And then I needed something new. Yeah. I needed something different. And Chris Wable. Weibel. I put out in my newsletter, saying, anybody, any ideas, what do you want me to write? And I got a lot of things I expected to get that weren't going to work. Because not about Ishmael, but how about Margaret, or how about Maggie Stevens, or how about Pip's backstory, or how about... It's like...
Well, a lot of those could be interesting. That being said, if the story's not there, the story's not there.
And that's the thing. I have to have some idea of a story I want to tell about them. Margaret Stevens is rising on my list. Maggie is an interesting character, and giving her a little bit of backstory in Dark Knight really sort of put a spotlight on her for me. Dark Knight was a challenge. It was a long book.
Dark Knight was one of your books that I had the most trouble with not expecting at all what was coming. Not that you're predictable or anything, but a lot of the specific twists in it caught me more off guard than most stories that pretty much anybody writes do. I can't say what specifically about it, but
out of the blue of the western sky comes Sky King.
I've consumed too much media, maybe, because I annoy my wife regularly by by predicting what's coming in TVs and movies.
TVs and movies, generally. And
back when we read the last few books of the Magic School series that I will not name further, she kind of insisted on reading the books before me.
So they wouldn't spoil her?
So I wouldn't spoil anything. That being said, I personally think the last several books of those were train wrecks, because Chekhov would be weeping for she didn't leave the gun lying around.
Too much Deus Ex
in the last several books, in my opinion.
Well, part of that is publisher.
Yeah.
So I was talking to some of my indie friends, and we're pretty much all convinced that if you're going to write for a traditional publisher, you can't write an indie book.
Mm-hmm.
And that some indies can sell a trad pub story to readers. But the ones who are really successful are the ones who are selling stories that aren't trad pub.
Stuff you can't get off the trads, yeah.
This is our turn. This is where we have to go back up. So that stretch right there, that's where I usually run out of things to talk about.
Okay.
What am I reading? I'm reading Mackie Chandler. I'm in the April series, book 3. I think it's Middle of Nowhere, I guess is the name of the title. So, okay, we got that out of the way.
The one you just mentioned recently, the series with the magic system revolving around
it. Oh, yeah, Jane Lindskold.
Yeah. I need the book. I'm pretty sure I read the first one of those back when it came out. Unless there are two series that use that that concept.
This is the only one that I remember reading, and it was really good. I went through all three books. 13 Orphans. Very, for all that it was written by a Westerner, very, very well done in terms of, I got a very definite Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon vibe out of it.
That's what I recall. I can't remember if my brother read it or not, but he studied Asian history quite a bit in school, and now has his sons are from South Korea and China, so he stays trying to be as aware of, you know, various cultural things as much as possible for them. And the stuff I mentioned anyway, he thought the author did a good job on. Yeah, I meant to pick up book 2 if it's a series I'm thinking, but the library didn't have it, and then by the time the library did have it, I was deep into other series.
Yeah.
And just never got back around to it.
All right. Well, we're coming up on the Quebec gate. I'm not going to drag you all the way to my back door.
Yeah.
But It's nice to see you. Nice to meet you. Put a face with it.
Yeah, Ellen. Maybe one of these days, once things are possible again, we'll meet at a convention.
At a convention somewhere.
But since the ones you tend to go to and the ones I tend to go to don't usually mix.
They don't coincide very much. Well, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thanks, Lathe. Talk to you later.
Talk to you later.
Oh, okay, well, I'm not really sure how much of Lathe's voice. He's got a low voice, and I don't know sure how much of it got picked up, but here I am. He's parked in the parking lot there at the park, so parking lot at the park. So here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.